Welcome to 250. I'm Danielle.
I'm Chris.
And today we watched the French movie, The Untouchables.
Oh, geez. I thought, oh my God.
What?
You said the, and then you didn't say Untouchables or directly afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, did I watch the wrong movie? Oh,
that would have been horrifying.
Yeah, that would be really scary.
Yeah.
We could do like a cool like 2-for-1 deal, though.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of solid.
And just talk about two different movies.
Like, yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, now that we revealed our strategy, should that ever happen?
Yeah.
You know why. Anyway.
Yeah. So I want you to guess. We were talking about this before.
Okay.
I want you to guess what number the movie was.
You want me to guess? I'm going to go... So you're looking, you got kind of that, like, you know, that mischievous grin on your face right now. And
you're
so I lead to believe that it's, like, it's higher than I would normally expect. I normally expect this to be, like, 175, 180, somewhere
yeah.
in that range. But you know what? You're looking at me funny, so I'm going to go, like, 50 or 60, somewhere in there.
It's 38.
38. Okay. All right. I'm not too far off. 38.
That's really high.
So I have a theory about this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory about this, but I feel like we should talk about the movie before we get to.
Okay, the theory. I just would like to gripe that it's higher than The Departed. It's higher than...
yet another podcast.
Right?
I just want to talk about Leo.
I'm just saying, like, we really liked The Departed.
We really liked The Departed.
This movie, I felt, was aggressively middle of the road.
Okay.
Like, I felt like... I figured, okay, so I, like, picked the movie, and I was like, it's 38, so, like, I knew the plot, and I was like, maybe it has something different about it that makes it not just what I'm expecting it's gonna be, and it just literally, that was what it was.
Interesting, okay. Yeah, I was expecting a very different movie based off of the intro, you know, the opening
yeah.
starts off with very sober, which, actually, sorry, side note, the piano music that pervades this, this movie is all done by the same guy, whose name he's a composer, he's an Italian composer named Ludovico Einaudi. And he was, like, really, really famous back in, like, 2005, and I was very surprised to hear some of, like, the piano music pop up. And you hear it, and he specializes kind of in this very somber sort of, like,
yes, well,
you know, magisterial, like, type music. And I was very surprised to hear it, you know, and then it obviously it shifts gears very quickly
to,
you know.
Like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, A, to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then B, also just in the intro to,
oh,
know,
yeah, just
Driss taking off and trying to beat the cops and whatnot. And so I was honestly expecting something really serious, like this guy
mm-hmm.
is... You know, he's dying, not so much that they're taking him to the ER to die, but that he's dying, and so Driss is trying to, like, give him as many thrills as he can. Kind of like, what was that movie
yeah.
with,
Morgan Freeman?
No.
The Bucket
yeah,
List?
Well, what was that movie with Morgan Freeman?
Was.
Every single one.
No.
There was a movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and,
oh,
and it was 50-50? Called, like, 50-50. Yeah,
yeah.
50, kind of that deal where, you know somebody has a set amount of time left. But that doesn't really come up ever in this movie. It
really...
comes up very early on that, like, he can live till he's 70, and he looks to be around, like, 55, 56.
He totally looks like Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah,
every time
yeah,
I saw this
right.
cover on
right, fair enough.
Netflix, I was like, oh, it's a Dustin Hoffman movie. And then I, like, watched it, and I was like, in French,
it is,
and it
okay.
wasn't Dustin
right,
Hoffman.
Not Dustin Hoffman. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
So the intro was very different.
Yeah.
Of a very different tone than the rest of the movie, and I
yeah.
thought that was kind of weird. Because then afterwards, it follows, like, a very formulaic...
Very formulaic.
...kind of plot, where you've
yeah.
got, like, you know, you're downtrodden... You know, common guy.
Yeah.
Who's, like,
and
likable and kind of, like, edgy.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, this very classy and intelligent and elegant
accent?
Man. And no, it's not. I do a horrible French accent. I do the most offensive French accent
don't
on the face
do
of the
that,
I'm not going to do that.
Don't
no.
do it. But, yeah, I just, for, like, those who haven't seen it, because I don't know, I feel like this movie is not one that most have seen.
That's true, yeah.
It's basically this guy, Driss, it's all in French, subtitles, again. And he basically, doesn't really have direction in life. So then he goes to this, like, really rich guy's house who's a quadriplegic?
Yes.
Paralyzed.
Yep.
And he gets hired as his caretaker through, like, zany twist of fate
yeah,
type
kind
things.
Of, yeah.
Which I still don't understand. Like, why would you hire him in the first place? Like...
I think they try and make the case that he's hiring him because there's no like pity there, and you know he's kind of different from all these other guys who are just
yeah,
here for...
but he's also just like really bad at his job and like
I don't think he's bad.
At
think
the
it's
beginning,
just, there's like a
he
there's like a learning curve with I think
it's
taking
true.
Care of somebody else.
I guess that's true, but also just like I don't know, I felt like it was good. It was like one of those like oh he's from like the wrong side of the track, so he's like fun or whatever type things
yeah.
like they do in movies.
Yeah,
but then I was like no, he's just not. He, like, harassed that woman all the time.
Oh, it's France, you know.
But, like, I was like, that's not okay.
No, that's not
okay,
but it's
France. And then, I mean, I kind of get the fact that he liked that he didn't take pity on, like, he would forget to that he was paralyzed and, like, hand
yeah,
him the
phone. Hand
phone.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I get that, but, like, I don't know. I felt like it was, like,
Yeah, they do try and set up a, really, like, a very sort of amicable relationship, you know, where despite the fact that he obviously has no technical skills or no knowledge of the actual medical conditions that accompany Quadra being a quadriplegic,
yeah.
You know, he can somehow magically be okay with it because he just has sort of this joie de vivre that makes it all okay.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, like, it's just believable enough for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
If I were in that situation, I would really hate to have the person who was with me all the time be somebody who I was just like, wow, you are, like, the most boring person
mm-hmm.
on the face of, like, this planet.
Yeah.
And so I get kind of, like, I can understand why that relationship works in the mind of a viewer, because you're like, yeah, Driss, man, Earth, Wind, and Fire, like, he's having so much
yeah.
fun. And, you know, he brings a different perspective to Philippe's life than I think Philippe
yeah.
has been getting. Because I think they try and jam it down your throat.
Oh, my God.
That,
like,
he's been leading the life of the mind. And
yeah.
he's, you know, kind of all this.
I just, yeah. I understand that. But I just found it, the whole movie, just very
yeah.
formulaic. And, like, even, especially
oh, no,
the beginning.
It's 100%
formulaic. It's just,
yeah.
like, it had nothing, like, different or,
two
like,
different worlds. And they
yeah.
become
like,
friends.
Oh, so even at the beginning when he's, like, at the interview and he's, like, do you not listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire? And it's like I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I listen to classical music. We're from different worlds. And I was like, what? Like, I felt like there was, like,
yeah.
it was just jamming that down your throat, mm-hmm. and it didn't really, like, I don't know, it didn't make me, like, invested in the movie, or, like,
yeah.
it was just very middle of the road for me, and I don't understand why it's 38. I really don't.
We'll get there.
Thanks.
I thought the guy who played Driss did a good job.
Yeah.
I was relatively impressed with most of the performances.
Yeah, he was likable.
I was very likable.
Yeah.
He's also beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful man. Like, oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. Lovely smile.
Well, great. Oh, great smile. Phenomenal smile. Golly. I don't know. I think he also does a good job of sort of, I don't know. Like, I believed the buddy-buddy relationships that he had with a lot of the other characters. Like, I believed that and maybe it's because, like, I want to believe him, but, like, I'm a huge sucker. Like, I'm just a huge sucker for those types of, like, feel-good moments. And so when he's having those conversations, when he's, like, hitting on that one woman, like, I don't know, for me personally, like, it's kind of funny.
Really, for me, I was like, sometimes it was funny, sometimes, like, you can't say that to people, like.
I'm trying to remember, like, if he said anything that, like, really crossed the line.
I don't remember, I just remember being sometimes, like, oh, like, when the bathtub scene was, like, you want to take a bath with me? Like, I have a bath?
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, and also, like, who, I just, oh.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah,
no,
it was weird.
Was weird. That was
it was weird.
She was a good sport about it, though.
Yeah.
She dealt with it probably
handled
the best
it well.
Manner possible. Yeah, yeah. She
yeah.
She was surprisingly street smart for somebody
yeah.
who looks like kind of the part of the upper crust. Although maybe having, you know, being a lesbian in
yeah.
you know, I
different
don't know.
Life.
Really,
rough and
the film was released in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's set kind of modern day. It doesn't look like
yeah.
it's set.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
too
definitely
far back.
Modern day. It's based on a true story, actually.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which,
just kind of loosely, it's just like they became friends.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably took many, many liberties.
Movies are wont to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just silly. No, I understand that. Yeah, most of the movie felt just kind of like a joy. There's nothing that really drives the plot along.
Yeah.
There's nothing that besides that, it's just sort of showing like how this relationship develops, which maybe isn't a bad thing. But I think when it's done in such a formulaic way, as you pointed out,
like
that it's like
kind of,
yeah,
like,
it's, you're like, great, it's, but there's nothing new in the relationship, so there's really nothing driving it forward. There's no
mm-hmm.
real point in watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just kind of one of those. And I think
yeah.
the only thing that keeps audiences, or at least I think would keep an American audience, I'm going to talk about a French audience here in a minute, but I think the only thing that keeps an American audience interested necessarily is sort of that narrative that we know very well, you
mm-hmm.
know, like, two different worlds.
Yeah.
Was thrust together. I don't know what song I'm singing, but, you know, like,
yeah.
it's kind of a very classic, like, Aladdin, or, you know,
yeah.
like, other types of, you know, these other stories.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. So, can I posit my theory now?
Do it.
You quote it? Do you want to, seriously, if you
like
want to get mad about this, like, do it. Like,
I just,
go for
I
it.
Don't understand how this made it to 38.
That's fine. Okay. So, I'm gonna throw something down
mm-hmm.
here. So, just like, in a number of American cities, in Paris and in other major cities in France, there's a huge divide between, you know, what you're referring to as the right side of the tracks and the wrong side of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And France, despite weirdly enough, despite, like, a number of authors and a number of intellectuals painting Paris and France as sort of this, like, very multicultural place, and it necessarily is, there's like, also these huge social tensions that exist
yeah.
between some of, like, these neighborhoods in like, South Paris and then sort of, like, the upper districts and whatnot. And obviously, you know, these neighborhoods are populated by, you know, people, oh, like goodness gracious, like people that the French have colonized and have been like brought in. And it's, and so there are, and oh goodness gracious, I don't know if you read, I don't know if you've ever read like Between the World and Me, Ta-Nehisi Coates. It's amazing. It's an incredible book. It's an incredible book. But he talks about Paris as, you know, being this place where everybody comes together, which I find really funny. This past summer I worked, I found like problematic because this past summer I actually worked at I worked at a radio station. And we did a, we did like a series called Muslim Artists Now. And the first artist that we looked at was this guy called Abdel Malik, who was a hip hop artist in France, in Paris, in the 90s, and who did a sort of a lot of really influential, I'm trying to find like an American, sort of, like kind of like NWA, like pointing out sort of these social problems that existed between the French upper crust, you know, and the sort of the lower echelons of society, and you know, the problems with the égalité, fraternité, you know, like this, they're like pointing it out and being like, all right, who's French, who's not French, you guys got to decide.
Yeah, it's like a whole,
And then he also sort of points out, something that Driss brings up too, where he goes, you know, Driss goes, I'm from Senegal. You know, I was from Senegal, I'm eight, but now I'm here. And, you know, now I, this is my home now. And these are who my parents are. Despite the fact that these tensions like obviously exist, the French love to pretend that they don't.
It doesn't.
Very much like, you know, modern American society today. And so I was looking in 2011 when this film came out. It was voted cultural moment of the year by like by a margin of like 52%. This it received like eight like loads of awards.
That's insane.
People loved
to me.
It. And the reason I don't seem to sound like, you know, I write for Jezebel or anything like that, but it's just one of those love Jezebel. No, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Wow.
I don't try to like point out, but it seems to
me
that there's sort of this relationship or this parallel that I can draw between people loving this movie because of that. Two worlds coming together.
Yeah.
Like, look, things
we're
aren't
fine,
really all
guys.
That bad in
yeah.
Paris. You know, which is something that people, you know, people lower down on the socioeconomic ladder in Paris really hate. When we were doing interviews for this interview with Abdel Malik, we were talking to, like, French teenagers. We were getting tape from French teenagers who were like, oh, my God, we hate this guy because we hate this guy, Abdel Malik. Because what he was doing was he was trying to sort of weave together those two social fabrics, but they hated it because what had happened was the French establishment, quote unquote, was starting to use him as a tool to be like, look, black people and Muslims, like in Paris, like this is how you should act, like you gotta take for turn to take. And so I think it's, I don't know, it's, this movie kind of strikes me.
I can see that.
As like a way for, different people in France to sort of reconcile.
Just denial. Yeah,
exactly.
Like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, it's my hunch. I'm not saying like 100%, but
I
see like a parallel.
I totally
there.
See that though,
yeah.
Because I mean, it was, I enjoyed it. Like I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I just was like, why is this so high? Why?
Yeah. There's
that
also,
was my only gripe. Like I was like, I didn't hate this movie. I laughed a couple
I was
times.
Expecting, I was expecting there to be some sort of conflict with, because they bring it up early on where they're like, Driss has a record, like, he has robbery, and
the
then he steals
the only
thing
that was missing was, like, him doing something
exactly,
wrong
like
and,
something,
like, getting kicked out.
Or his past catching up
with
him, or, like, not, that's not to say that you necessarily, and again, we've sort of established that this is a movie more about the relationship and not about some sort of, like, absolute, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, like, a lot. Like, there's no real mention of Driss's, like, past, or you see that one scene with his family, with Mina, and with Adama, and then, like, that's pretty much it for, like, who Driss is outside of the confines of that home.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like...
Yeah, they give that, like, one thing a backstory,
and
then it's just moving on, and it doesn't really, like, develop.
Which, again, sort of leads... It's pointing me in the direction of just, like, okay, all right.
This is what's happening.
Solid. And, like, again, it's based off of a true story, but, again, the way it's portrayed, like, I'm sure there were probably other... I don't know if the guy who was actually hired in real life was a convicted felon.
I don't know if he was a film, but he definitely wasn't from West Africa. He was from, like, Albania, I want to say. So he wasn't, like, they showed him at the end. He wasn't,
Right. So it's just kind of one of those, I don't know.
Yeah.
It felt manipulated
theory.
In a way that I found
interesting. Yeah.
In sort of, in terms of that. I'm like,
I don't know if that answers why it was, it's a mystery to
me. Yeah, 38's real high.
I really would put it, like, 200s.
Even with the French vote.
Yeah,
because
I'm sure our French people are just on IMDb all the time.
All the time. Huge French community. I don't know if you ever been on the forums, but they're there. They're there.
Just, clicking away.
Yep.
But I would put it, like, if even if I would put it on the list, I would put it like mid-200s.
Mid-200s. I would go like 180, 190. Really? I didn't hate watching it,
but I feel like...
Oh, come on. You're sitting... You're like right in your seat.
No, I didn't hate it. Like, I didn't think it was a bad movie. I just felt like it was so... Like, I just... I didn't think it was... Like, I enjoyed watching it, but it's like one of those movies that's just like, yeah, I guess it was a movie. Good.
I guess it was a movie. It's no Departed, you know.
Yeah,
like it's no
honestly,
Departed.
Yeah, but
where
mean,
was Leo?
That's
you know, where were the? Where
that's
were
what
the,
it really was missing.
Where were the CGI rats? You know, I needed that.
Where was the triple murder?
And
like where?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
just silly.
I didn't hate it. I promise I didn't.
All
hate
right,
it.
Fine. You didn't hate it.
I like laughed a couple of times, like when he was doing. Like I thought it was funny when he was like testing out like the kettle on his legs.
Oh, that was, oh my
was
god. Gonna, I was actually,
horrifying.
I was like,
was
dude, bro, like, damn, man. Like, yeah, okay, granted, you know, he can't feel it, but at the same time, like,
yeah,
like give him a burn.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to wake up and be like, hey, why is there, you know, like, what were you up to, dog? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh, and then the part where he was singing in the bathtub was funny. But I just,
oh, yeah, well, that was even, that, I don't know. He started, like, shrieking, and I was like, all right, dude.
I thought it was funny.
Relax, man. Like, we get it.
It's like me in the
Your
shower.
Your character is supposed
fine.
To be, you know.
Yeah.
That was a little heavy-handed. That was kind
of
fine.
I feel like most of it was just...
I'm trying to think of, like, other good moments. Oh, that hang gliding scene, I was like, woof.
Yeah.
I don't know. There were
and
certain
then you
parts
could see
that
him
looked...
holding the camera
oh, yeah.
in the hang gliding scene.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, people.
Jeez.
Make me just... Oh, I... Yeah.
Yeah.
I would put it way lower than this. Obviously. I didn't even... I don't even think it was my least... Like, I still think Memento was my least favorite, just because...
Really?
I'm like apathetic towards this movie, is what it is.
You know what? My least favorite so far, I think, has to be Pan's Labyrinth.
You're
just
wrong.
Because I know. I'm
You're
sure. Sounds like Graham's outside the door getting mad at me for that already.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. I guess just because like I understand what this movie's trying to do a little bit better than I understood Pan's Labyrinth. You know, like
that's
I understand
true.
Like what they're going for with the which also, by the way, I don't know the French translation of this title, but The Untouchables is a horrible title.
I like texted it to you, and you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
"You mean The Untouchables?" I was like, "No."
I thought we were going like, yeah. I thought we were going LAS. I thought
yeah.
we were like, you know, taking down Al Capone here or
nope.
something like.
Nope,
well,
not another crime movie. All
right, fair enough. Yeah, I was about to say that would just be too far inside.
That was
of our
like part of the
TV.
Reason I picked this movie. I was like, right. "Let's do this, just way different."
Yeah.
And then yeah.
still waiting on that live horror movie session.
Yeah,
that's something we got to
we'll
plan
try
at some
it.
Point.
We'll try it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to pick. Because
I'll pick. I'd
yeah,
gladly pick.
Not a horror movie person.
I'm not a horror movie
previously
person.
Said.
I mean, I'm no, you know, veteran of the horror genre, but I certainly enjoy a good scare every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
Perfect.
We'll see.
Sounds good.
All right. Got any more last thoughts?
Let's see. To be honest with you, that was not a particularly thought-provoking movie.
It wasn't.
So I'm
really
good.
Wasn't.
I'm fresh out.
All right. Yep. Well, follow Halftime on Twitter at HalftimeGU. Go on GeorgetownVoice.com/halftime to read more articles, listen to more podcasts, and
listen to more of our
yourself.
Podcasts.
Yes.
Listen more of the 250.
There's like, I think this might be 10, which is exciting.
This is 10?
I'm guessing.
Very
I think
cool.
This might be 10, which is hooray.
All right.
10
Sounds
podcasts.
Good.
All right. We're out. Bye.
Peace.